The Crossroads, a once blighted area in downtown Kansas City, is now a thriving arts district. But in the early 1980s, it was full of abandoned warehouses and known to some as Leedyville, a nod to artist Jim Leedy, who encouraged other artists to set up studios and business owners to move in. After years of starts and stops, a new film documenting Leedy's past and present is about to make its debut. KCOR's Laura Spencer reports.
Stephanie Leedy, with blonde bangs, sits in the Leedy Volkus Art Center, the light-filled crossroads gallery named for ceramic artist Peter Volkus and her father, Jim Leedy.
He was just enough of a visionary. He could see that there was a future for down here.
Artist Jim Leedy was lured to Kansas City in 1966 to join the Kansas City Art Institute's sculpture department. Here he continued a pattern that began in an earlier teaching gig in Montana, renting space in the early 70s to show work by students and colleagues. But when his rent in Westport rose from about $500 to $5,000 a month, he was priced out. In the 1980s, Leedy started looking for another location.
Looked all over town, looked at the bottoms, looked down in the market and whatever. And every time I was going through this thing by area near the Crown Center, and although it was blighted, I thought, well, it's too close to Crown Center and so on, nothing would be cheap enough to get. So I tried it one day, and I bought a building for very, very cheap.
In an area called Leedyville, Freight House District, and more often these days, the Crossroads Arts District, Jim Leedy bought more buildings and established studio spaces for artists, an art gallery, and a community, all while creating his own art, sculptures, prints, paintings, public art, and teaching.
Where do you see yourself going now?
As a teacher, like in this critique session for Kansas City Art Institute seniors, Leedy didn't sugarcoat his response to a student's work, white ceramic birds in a nest of vines on a stump. He tempered criticism with praise. Leedy's advice to always be conscious of where you've been when heading in a new direction.
You know, so it's all a growth. And from piece to piece, even though they're vastly different in design, they are the result of everything that has happened in your exploration.
Artist Kevin McGraw met Jim Leedy in the mid-1980s as a student at the University of Kansas. McGraw says he started to consider the idea of a film after the book Artist Across Boundaries about Leedy's life and work was released in 2000. He says he knew there were more stories to tell.
There's just so much work, and there's so much of his heart and soul in Kansas City and in the Crossroads that I just think people needed to see that. And I just felt really compelled to do it. And I just really felt like it just needed to be done.
Several years later, McGraw teamed up with Wide Awake Films, a company specializing in history, mostly Civil War documentaries. Matt Hawley was brought on as editor and Kevin Worley as a writer and producer. Worley describes Leedy as a gentle person with an ornery streak.
Until you meet him in person, it's hard to really understand the warmth and the charisma and the inspiration that he projects.
The crew sifted through old photographs, recorded interviews, and collected footage of crowds at First Fridays. In 2007, a trailer premiered on the public television station KCPT.
First and foremost, he's an artist.
Jim is the father figure to many of the artists in our community.
Jim caught me way off guard. I've never seen anything like it.
He put helping other people as the center of his life.
A lot of times Jim is so busy trying to lift other people up, he sometimes doesn't take care of himself.
We're very fortunate to still keep him there.
I'm in there to create a community.
But then the financial and economic crash of 2008. Kevin McGraw says fundraising was tough.
The bottom dropped out of the economy, and I was having fundraising parties, and there was no funds getting raised, so that slowed things down.
In the spring of 2008, Jim Leedy retired from the Kansas City Art Institute. Kevin Worley returned to school to earn a master's to teach, inspired in part by Leedy. In late 2010, McGraw says he started the conversation again with Matt Hawley, the original editor, who is now working on his own, and things started to progress. McGraw says he was determined not to quit and set a date in 2012 for the film to premiere.
At this frustration point, when it was about the highest, I just told Jim, I go, August 31st. And then I go, oops, I didn't ask Matt yet. He has just been absolutely fantastic, Matt. He just stayed calm, and he helped me stay calm.
Fundraising still remains an issue. Matt Hawley, now director of the film, has been working largely for free. McGraw says he's crossing his fingers, hoping the film shows the impact of Jim Leedy, not only on generations of artists, but also on Kansas City.
I'm just hoping that it hits the mark.
Laura Spencer, KCUR News.